review quickly. So we're doing the question is to whom you can give manas kona. So the Baruch Chista says, at least the Avmin of Baruch Chista is saying, is that there are 24 manas kahuna, and any kohen is not a baki by him, you don't give it to him. Yeah, you don't give it to him. So it doesn't mean baki by him. So we said it means, based on Rashi, that it means baki of how heich din matana, heich nechal begdula, how they're eating begdula, how they're consuming begdula. Doesn't mean Rashi's limiting it. It doesn't mean you're baki in all the halachos of all the everything. He means specifically in how to treat the matanos. How his din of matana, what does he have to do? He has to treat it as a treat with gedula. And all 24, each of the 24, presumably, just like you have tzli v'chardal by meat, you're going to have similar halachos by the other ones, by wool. You're going to have to treat that with the rechav, the rechashav. And each of the 24 matanos is a way the kohen has to treat the matanos, because matanos is an institution of giving kavod to the kohen. And since it's kavod to the kohen has to act accordingly with them. Yes, they use it in Derech Kavod, in the Mashkal, the Gedula. So what it's saying is that if a Kohen doesn't know how to be knowing that way, then you don't give him matanos. He's not. And the Avmina is that the institution is a Gavro who's Shayach to the Mashkal. It's not just any Kohen, but there's a Gavro of Matmas Kahuna, which is a Gavro who's involved in the Mashkal, the Gedula, who knows how to live it up like a Kohen to really model or to be in line with the idea of Kavod Kahuna. So that people see, like you do, like Derech Malachim. So it's a Gavra, the Gavra of Manas Kahuna is a Gavra who's a Bucky in that stuff, and who knows the proper way to act in line with that model. And halachically, it's not just a Schlis Malman to any Kohen, but it's specifically a Kohen of Manas Kahuna, who has to be a Bucky in these things. So that's the Gemara thought. But the Gemara says, no, it's not true. Because there's another Raisa, or Raisa, whatever. Which says, yeah, Raisa, which says that all you need is he's a modav avoda. He's in a modav avoda, which Rashi says means he denies it. He says it's derehava. Right, the Moshe made it up. Then he's not, he doesn't get manas kahuna. But otherwise, short of that, he does get manas kahuna. So you see, he doesn't have to be a baki. So you see, apparently, there's no halacha that Torah created a separate gava, kohen, shel manas kahuna. Rather, it's a din of a kohen ovid. It's not the genealogy of a kohen. Fact that he belongs to the Shevet or to his kid's parents, or you know, but it's a din that he's the Gavra of a Kohen of Avoda. He's a Bnei Aaron. He could really identify himself as Bnei Aaron. So if you reject the idea of Avoda, then you're not part of that. You're not that Gavra. But it's not just the din, not just the genealogy. But as long as you're Modav Avoda, then you're part of the Gavra of Avoda. It doesn't mean you have to be a big Baki and all that. And halachically, as long as you're a Gavra of Bnei Aaron, Bnei Aaron, and you identify as Bnei Aaron, means you hold by the avoda, so then you're shayach to manas kahuna. Right. Whereas the Havmin would have been, it's just look at Schlis Mammon based on purely on the genes or whatever, the family lineage of kahuna. That's what it's saying is not the case.
What exactly is the added feature of Moda?
Moda means is that, well, it's not so much that halachically it's not, it's more of a negative. That it excludes someone who's an Enamoda.
Right.
Because if he's Enamoda Bavoda, it means he's not part of the Bnei Aaron. He's not part of he's not part of the Ovdim, the Ovdi Hashem of the Mekdash, of the Kohen. He's removed himself from that group, the group of Ovdi Hashem, because he denies Avoda. He doesn't hold by it. So genealogically, that's the case, but he doesn't partake of the group which that genealogy sets up. He just has a genealogy, but the genealogy puts him as, you know, makes him have a certain status of Bnei Aaron. He's someone who's carrying on the mission of Bnei Aaron. But insofar as he's a moda in that, then fine. Look, there are different levels of guys. Some guys are more, you know, more chachma, less chachma, more bakiyim, less bakiyim. But essentially, as long as he's on board with that, he doesn't deny the whole institution, so then he's part of the group of the Bnei Aaron. But if he's in a moda, that means he's kofar in the thing, then he's not part of the group. He doesn't have a chalik in the kuna, and the manas kuna don't go to a guy purely based on his genealogy. He has to be part of the group of the Ovdim.
So the difference between...
Amina is that it's a gavra, it's not just a gavra of avoda, but it's a gavra of manas kuna, that the institution of manas kuna is an institution of kavod to the kuna. And it's only so the only Gavro gets Manas Kuna is a Gavro who embodies the Kavod of Kuna. He knows how to treat the Manas Kuna and to live in the, to use them in Dar Kavod. That's a super added, like, that's like a new kind of a Gavro. It would be like sort of positing a new Gavro of Manas Kuna, who could really realize that the Kiyam of Kavod of the Mashal. But the Kamashalan didn't do that. It used the existing Gavro of the Oved Hashem. So the Oved Hashem is someone who has the genealogy of a Kohen, and he accepts that. He's Moda, that's his identity, he's an Oved Hashem.
Are they two totally separate ideas, or just different qualifications for who's in the club?
Well, there are two different ideas, halachically, in terms of what Torah is doing. It's in the Chis HaHavimina, the Torah is structuring a new kind of a Gavra for Manas Kuna. Whereas in this other thing, it's not doing that. It's not creating a new kind of a Gavra. It's taking a Gavra who exists as a Bnei Aaron, a natural idea of an Oved Hashem, and it's saying is that it's limiting it to that guy, to the Gavra which exists, the Oved Hashem. It's excluding it, saying it doesn't apply to simply genealogy, but it's to the position of the Oved Hashem. It's his position. It's not creating, it's not manufacturing a new chalos for Manas Kuna. It's taking a chalos which exists in the universe, you know, universally in the institution of Kuna, and it's applying it to that chalos. You know, so it's not just a matter of is it this gavra or that gavra. It's what's the Torah's, you know, it's a chiddush where a chiddush would be positing. And the Gemara is saying is it's not true, you can't posit such a chiddush. It's too much. There's no indication that you see it's not true. You know? Okay, so that's basically what we did yesterday, right? Okay, so now Tosos comes in. So if you recall, so we did once upon a time, but there's a Gemara which says, based on the pasuk, "Man yechesku b'toras Hashem," you're not allowed to give it to Makoyin Amaretz. Okay, because the audience of Demaras Kuna is "Man yechesku b'toras Hashem" to support the Toras Hashem, and it's only someone who's shayach to that. But Amaretz, who's not involved in maybe Mechazik Toras Hashem, so he doesn't get Manas Kuna. So the Tosa says is that based on that Gemara, you could have rejected the idea of Baki. Right? Because how could you say that you have to give to Abaki? Right? How could you say to give to Abaki? But it already says that you don't give to an Amaretz. As you say, the Rei says, it implies that as long as he's not an Amaretz, then you give it to him. All you need is a Man Yechesku B'Toras Hashem, which means that he's not an Amaretz. Doesn't say that it seems like there's a positive requirement of him to be a Baki. Right? In other words, if you say that he has to be a Baki, so obviously he can't be an Amaretz. Right? Because the Baki is the guy who's really holding in the Halachos, and of course he's a Man Yechesku B'Toras Hashem. So the fact that the Gemara has to exclude the guy who's Amaretz shows you that there's no halacha of Baki. So since there's no halacha of Baki, so could anyone get it? Oh no, if he's Amaretz, he doesn't. Right. So the saying is, it could have knocked Rav Chisda out from that. Could have knocked Rav Chisda out. That's Tosos' point. Okay, which is a fair point. But we noticed the kasha a little bit because, fine. Could not have chesed from that, but in the maskana, the Gemara says that really it goes by moda or ina moda, right? So that's not exactly consistent with that halacha either, right? Because the halacha is saying is that it's based if you're not ma'aretz, you're excluded, right? That's the exclusion. But when it comes to v'yahir, it seems to be no. What excludes you is that you're ina moda b'avoda, right? Ina moda b'avoda. So which one is it? Right? I mean, it's not consistent with that either. So why is Tosus making a point that Gemara could have knocked out the Havamin or Chista from that Gemara? I mean, that Gemara is a different Gemara. That Gemara isn't like this Gemara in Maskana either. It's just a different criteria. Right? So that's kind of a kasha we asked. I mean, Tosus over there, Menachos kind of asked that question. But I mean, Tosus over here doesn't, and Tosus over here, it's a problem. The Gemara doesn't really... Tosos must have something going on in his mind over here about the fact that he specifically says it could have knocked out Rav Chisda, you know. As an aside, if you remember also, the halacha was, which might be relevant, but the Tosos said over there, that if there's no Tam Chacham around, then you do give Tam Chacham. Good gift. Huh? Only means in the face of the Chacham, you can't choose an Amaretz. But if that's all you got in town, then he gives the Amaretz also. Right?
Which is funny, right?
It's a funny halacha, right? That's what you mean. Either you say he's subject to Manas Kuna, or he's not subject to Manas Kuna. Right? What's the sense to that? Right? So you remember what we said? Yeah, so I think that what we said there was, I believe, maybe a little jog of memory and some, maybe we made it a little sharper, but the basic idea is that it's not pshat that he's not a gavra. An Amaretz is puzzle as a gavra. Because if he's puzzle as a gavra, so then how do you say if there's no other coming, then he still can't give it to him. Whatever, what's the difference? Right? Rather, we said is that the nature of the matanos is l'man yechetz kubetoros Hashem. It's in as an asina, which has a character of the mechazik toros Hashem. Okay? Now, there's two ways to have that character. Two ways in asina can have that character. One way, you're there?
Yeah.
one way you could have the character is because of the, because this guy is Tom Chacham, right? He's a guy who's part of the Rebbe Machaz, Toras Hashem, right? That's what in theory, that's what Kohuna is for. I mean, Kohuna is for, is so Yerush, Techel Yaakov, Sosli Yisrael, they're supposed to be like the leaders and the teachers and the people who have, who support the Torah. Right, they don't have jobs. They're supposed to be the guys who are involved in Torah. So it could be through the particular guy that you're giving it to. It could be a person who's involved directly in the mission of L'man Yechazku Torah Hashem, and by giving it to him, you are actually supporting Torah Hashem because you're supporting the guy. The Nesina is an action of the supporting Torah Hashem because Torah Hashem needs guys like this to continue to live, and by you giving him food on his table, he's able to be involved in his mission. So you're indirectly being supported in the Torah Hashem. But then second, there's another way it could be defined in the scene of Mayachas Torah Hashem, which is that even if the guy is not a Talmud Chacham, if he's not Ma'aretz, but he's this part of the Shevet Levi, or of Kahuna, let's say, is a group who are involved in the Mayachas Torah Hashem. And by giving it to them, there's like a social structure, and the group has takes care of the families and whatever it is. And there's an idea of that you're giving it to a group who's involved in that. So your gift could have the quality of Manech Kedoras Hashem, not through the particular, but through the fact that it's an asina to the kahuna. And so you could view your action in a more universal way, is that you're not the particular guy, but he's involved in a shevet, and you support one part of the group, then the group as a whole is support is stronger. So you're involved in Malchus Ketoros Hashem through being a sina to Kahuna, to the shevet of Kahuna. Okay, so far so good? Okay, so then we said it's like this, is that you could say that if there's no particular Kohen. But if there's no Kohen who's Talmud Chacham in particular. But if you have a Kohen who's Talmud Chacham, and then you're selecting the Kohen is an Amaretz, then you can't say, then you say it's basically an asina to this guy. It's not an asina of a Yechus Kedoros Hashem. Because you have in the face of the guy who's there, it's selecting the guy who's not really directly involved in Yechus Kedoros Hashem, and in the face of the guy who is, renders the character of your asina just an asina to this random Joe Cohen or whatever. In other words, it undermines the character of your nesina because there's in the face of the availability of the action could be defined indirectly, and the selecting of it in the other way. So now the action no longer has that character. You with me? Okay, that's what he said there. So it's not a din really. The main idea though is it's not a din that the gavra is possible, but it's a din. It's a certain character of nesina. Okay, yeah, so someone's saying good. It follows from what we're saying, is that there's really talking about two different things, and they're nafkaminas. Because by a guy who's in Eina Moda, you're saying as a gavra, he's intrinsically is not part of the group. He's not a gavra of Matanos. He's not a kohen of it. He's not the right gavra. So let's say there was no kohen who is Moda around. So would you give it to him? No, of course not. He's just not the gavra. He doesn't belong. He's nothing to do with Matanos. He's intrinsically not the gavra of Manas Kahuna. But the Amaretz is the gavra of Manas Kahuna. It just the din is that the Nesina, you can't select him in the face of a chaver. Right, so the Nesina has to have a character of the Ma'ichas Kutaras Hashem, and they can't choose an Amaratz. You have to choose an Am Chacham. Right? Oh, it's actually better. I don't know if we said, maybe we said it a little better, actually. I'm just remembering, I'm digressing. But the way we said it is that since it's a Nesina of Ma'ichas Kutaras Hashem, so the limud there was that it's Shamatano's din. There's a limud, it says, Zos Mishpat HaKohanim. So what does it mean, Mishpat? So it teaches you that there's din. The Matanos are din. So what's the din? So the din is that the Bezin will tell you, give to him and don't give to him. So it means that since the halacha is, it's in a sina of the Maniachas Kuvitaras Hashem, so the Bezin will paskin for you, what's the best method of the Maniachas Kuvitaras Hashem? And they'll say, it's a shayla. I want to be doing a sina of Maniachas Hashem. How do I do it? So they'll say, oh, don't give to him, give to him. There's the two guys in front of you. They'll weigh between the guys, and they'll tell you they have to be Mavar. What's the way to be Mecham Asa Torah Hashem? So it's like the Torah setting up that the quality of Mechus Torah Hashem will be subject to din, of the Dayanim, to determine. But if there's only one going there, and he's not Maratz, then whatever. That's the way it's Mekuyam. That's the way they're going to do it. They give it to him. Okay, that's what he said. It was a little better. Fine, but the point is over here is so this Gemara is telling you the Gavra who's in a mode is Mofka. That's true. He's not the right Gavra. But that Gemara is telling you, okay, fine, putting that aside, all my Gavras are all mode Avoda, so they're all good Gavras. Now I have a choose between Amaretz and Tam Chacham. It's telling me I'm not allowed to give it to Amaretz. But if I only had that Gemara, right, so I'd say is that you see if an Amaretz, that halacha, obviously I can't choose a guy who's Enamoda over a guy who's Moda. But let's say all I had was an Enamoda. So then you'd say give it to him anyways. So therefore you need this Gemara to tell you no, that Enamoda Avoda, he simply doesn't have Shaychas to the whole institution. Because the Gavra is removed. So one is telling me the nature of the Maisa, it's being Maisa minus Torah Hashem. The other one is telling me the Gavra of the Enamoda is Mufka from the whole class. Right, so you practically need them both because of the nafkamina. Because if you only have one coin, right? They're two totally different things. But Tosa's point is that if there was a positive requirement that the guy's a baki, so then you don't have to tell me that if I want to choose between Amaretz and Tam Chacham, I have to choose Tam Chacham. Wait a minute, there's no choosing. Amaretz isn't shaykh to the whole institution. The Gavra of Manas Gehuna is a guy who's a baki. So then there's no room for Amaretz. There's no room to even talk about Amaretz. He's not the Gavra. The only Gavra is the Gavra Zabaki. If you were to say that, that's what the Gemara is saying. The other thing is the Gemara could have knocked off the Salach of Baki from the fact that there's Salach of the Samaritz thing. Maniach Zeteras Hashem. Right? Smooth. All right. Okay, so we can do now. Tosas cites Tosas Menachos. Tosas Menachos, he takes up the same issue, but he actually asked the question. Yud Chas Amud Beis. So let's do Tosas Menachos. So Tosas says like this: Modu Avoda Yesh Lo Chelik. Hacha Nakat, and you'll see the Lashon's a little cryptic here. So basically the brisa over there in Menachos is the same brisa as ours. So we could read through it, but it's the exact same thing. It just basically says, if you're Moda Bavoda, you get a chelik in the Manas Kuhana, and if you're not Moda, then you don't. Okay? Fine. It says, Hacha Naka Moda Bavoda. Mashma, Afilu Talmud Chacham, Ela Shehu Rasha. Even if he's a Talmud Chacham, but he's a Rasha. What's he talking about? Modu Avoda isn't Talmud Chacham, it's Rasha, right? Mm. Right. No. So what does he mean? So I think he means the Eino Modu Avoda. I think it's like, I don't know, it's not written in the right part, but Modu Avoda is what it depends upon. Modu Avoda gets it, and Eino Modu Avoda doesn't get it. So it's Mashma, even if he's a Talmud Chacham, but a Rasha, because he's a Rasha because he's Eino Modu Avoda, he still doesn't get it. Right? In other words, it seems like the criteria doesn't matter about his chachma. What matters about his tzidkas harishas. Is he a moda, is he not a moda? Right? Chachma has nothing to do with it. Tzidkas harishas has to do with it. So he could be the biggest lama chachma, but he could be a rasha. He's ain't a moda, and he doesn't get it. And in the end, he could be a lama haratz or whatever, but he's a moda, and then he will get it. Right? So that's what I'm saying. He's showing that's what is dependent upon. Dependent upon Tzidkas, Rishos, as opposed to Chachma. So it could have said machzikim means people who are moda b'avoda, but it doesn't. There it says machzikim means is based upon your machzik, based on your level of chachma, right? Chachma is not aretz. So why is it that in this gemara when it's trying to learn out bnei aron, that has to really partake of bnei aron, it says based upon his sidkas and rishos, is he moda, is he not moda? Yeah, when it says machzikim toras Hashem, it could have also said he's machzikim toras Hashem because he's moda. But it doesn't. It says it's based upon his chachma, right? Chachma chachma ma'aretz. So why is it that you have these two different limudim, right? Right. So what would based on what we're saying, what would Aratos's answer? What would Aratos's answer? Right. So we would say, Aratos would presumably say they're both true. But it's not here versus there. They're two different things which complement each other. That over here it says b'nei Aaron when it's describing who gets the matana, so called b'nei Aaron. So it's saying is it only goes to a gavra who's a moda b'avoda. He's a b'nei Aaron. He identifies himself with his moda b'avoda. So the gavra is not a rasha. The gavra is a tzaddik or whatever a guy who's moda is not a rasha. But the other pasuk l'man yechus kubitoras Hashem is talking about the mice and the sina, that it's a mice and the sina of the matana. So l'man yechus kubitoras Hashem is not discussing the gavra. And there it's saying is it's an asina, which is a quality of man yachasku, and that's going to select the Talmud Chacham over an Am Haaretz. Right? So they're talking about two totally different things, and they're both true. Right? It's not a stira, it's just there are two different halachas. Right? Two different halachas. That's the way our Tosis is explaining it, right? But this Tosis is asking it as a kasha. Right? Which one is it? Why is it that when you dorsh this person, you dorsh one way, dorsh that one, you dorsh another way? They sound like it's a contradictory. So he answers, "V'shema yesh l'chalek dehasam betrumos u'maisros she'adam nosein l'chol kohen she'rotza." My dad's talking about trumos u'maisros. The trumos u'maisros, you choose. You walk up to a kohen and say, "Here you go." Right.
So you're choosing.
So what it's saying is, you have to choose a kohen tamchach and not amaretz. Right. Your choice is based upon that, not based upon tzidkas rishos. It's based on talmud chacham. You choose talmud chacham, not talmud haaretz. V'hachal v'karban ameschalik l'chol beis av shaloso hayom. But over here, it's talking about avoda, karbanos, right? And by karbanos, that's basically, you know, when it's brought in the base of mikdash, the meat is split up to the entire beis av, right? It's not like you give it to so and so. It's basically the beis av, the family who's working the base of mikdash, gets it. Okay, they get it and they divvy it out. The slagadaita shikul and shavim. So I think everyone is equal. Mishum lachol bnei Aaron tia ishkachev, because it says to all of the bnei Aaron, it should be ishkachev. Each person like his fellow man. Kamash malon kura debalinan moda b'avoda. So it's teaching you, no, that you still need him to be moda b'avoda. You still need him to be moda b'avoda.
But would you need him to be a Talmud Chacham
or a Maharetz? It would seem that it wouldn't matter. Seems like that's what he's answering. Is that by Manas Kahuna when you're selecting who you choose, so then you have to, you don't do it without Maharetz. But here, there's no halacha like that. Here, it's Kesh Kahacha, it goes to everybody. Right? It goes to everybody. But, it's coming to teach you, no, not if it's in a Modababa. Not if it's in a Modababa. Two different limudim. So what's the sense of this? Can we explain this? I think that's probably true. I'm not sure, but I would think that certainly when you're choosing by Matnas Kehuba, by Matanos, if you're saying you can't give it to Amaretz, you certainly can't give it to guys not Amoda. Because the idea is Ma'an Yechzut Yaras Hashem, and of course you can't give it to him. But it's the other way, which is that you'd say is by the Karban, where there is no halacha that you are choosing or whatever, you're saying you'd say everyone gets it. So no, in a mode it doesn't. But Amar Tzam Chacham, it doesn't seem to matter. Right? So let me just elaborate. I think Levi's saying that. The Tosfos is saying there's a difference between the two institutions. is in Manas Kahuna, there's a halacha, there's a selection. But you have a given item, a given, let's say, Zroa, Chayav, Keva, whatever. And you have to select, you have to give it to be Mechazik that the Kohen. And you have to, if it went an object, that you have to do a Mais and a Sina to a given person, now who are you going to give it to? So you can choose. You give it to a Kohen, a Tamachach, you give it to a Maharet, Manich Tzuktar Sashem. Your giving is a Mais and a Mais Tzuktar Sashem, which demands that your selection is a selection of a Tamachach over an Maharet. Right, not just that he's not moda, but you're in a sina. What are you doing? You're giving it to someone in order to support Torah Hashem. So you have to choose. There's one guy you're going to choose, or whatever. A few guys you're going to choose. You got to choose the guys, the right guys. But that's a din of your mitzvah of nesina. But then the mikdash, it's a total different idea. Is that basically you bring a karban? Now the halacha is now what does the mikdash do with it? So it's eaten by the karban of the kohen and the chol b'nei Aaron tia kishkachiv. So it's nischalik to the base of. So it's not a din of you're giving an asina to a guy and picking him out or anything. It's just the idea that it's given to the pot, to the kahuna. And the kahuna distributes it. So now anyone who qualifies as a kohen gets it. That's not selecting that this guy is the person who I want to be mechazik and that guy's not a person I want to be mechazik. There, this nature is. It's not an individualistic phenomenon. There, it's an idea that it goes to the group of kahuna. And the group of the kahuna divvies it out. It's not like the group of kahuna chooses him. It's just an idea. It goes to the group. And the group is a group of man yachasku. So whatever, it is being mechazik, the group, but the group is the group. The group knows, in manas kahuna, it's not the group. I'm choosing an individual. I have to pick who do I want to choose. Am I going to choose my buddy? Am I going to choose the talmid chacham? Am I going to choose, you know, who am I choosing? But this is not doing choosing. It's just an idea that it goes to the group, and the group eats it. Which group? The family who's on call that day. Right, so I'd say is anyone who fits the bill is it's the man yechazku by the fact that it's a group, it goes to the group who's the man yechazku. There's no reality of the individual, and I'd say even Einam Odeh would get it. So Kamash Malan, no. It's the group of Ovdei Hashem. So if you're Einam Odeh, then you removed yourself from that group. You're not the group. The group is Ovdei Hashem. But the fact that you're Tam Chach Mahamar doesn't make you not the part of the group. That's a different idea, that when you select the person, you have to select Talmud Chacham and not Talmud Aretz. That's only by Manas Kahuna. That's what I think Tosfos is saying. It says, Hacha, Hasam Machumas Maisel, Sha'adam Nosin, Chol Kohen Sherotza. You choose. You pick whatever Kohen you want. So now how are you going to choose? So that's what's din. Malamish Makanos din. There's a din. How do you choose? Well, if it's an Asina of a Man Yechazku, so I'll tell you how you choose. Not based upon anything else other than a Man Yechazku, choose Talmud Chacham, not Talmud Aretz. But it's mischalik. It's not choosing, it's mischalik. It's split up amongst the entire group. That's what the Pasuk says. It's to the Bnei Aaron. It's not to Ishkachiv. There's no difference. Not him versus me versus. There's no individuals. It's just an idea. It's the group. It's given to the group, Ishkachiv. So each to each alike. Right, so I think everybody, even the right Kamash Malan, because that's the group of Bnei Aaron. The group of Bnei Aaron is he's the guy who's a makrav as olat. He's a person who's involved in a krava. He's not a kofar, but he doesn't do the chacham or it's who really cares, right? It's good. The one thing I'm wondering about is what about our Tosfos? Like, does, and it's hard to know, but does our Tosfos hold that this halacha of Talmud Chacham versus Amaretz would apply by Avodah? You know, or like, is Artos arguing on this, or he's just saying a different point, that there's no kasha? He's just not taking up the kasha, you know? Like, he's just saying this is a baki, that would have knocked it out of the water, right? Because we say that the only one who gets matanos is a baki, of all any of the Manas Kahuna is a baki, then there's no room. But that's, I guess, Artos is saying, is that if you say the halacha by all Manas Kahuna, is that you have to be a baki. So then there's no room to say, to select between a Talmud Chacham and Amaretz. So Amaretz isn't even Shaykh, he's not the Gavr altogether. Right? That's what Artos is saying. But he's not talking about the fact that the other two aren't contradictory, they're just two different halachos. One's halacha of selecting, and the other's halacha of excluding the Gavra. But to add the Tosis here is getting further into that. Why is it that when it comes to selecting, it's excluding, it's saying Talmud Chacham, Anyach is good, Talmud Chacham versus Amaretz. But yeah, when it comes to this idea of Moda, You know, there it's Bnei Aaron, it's excluding Moda Bavoda. What's the difference between the two? So he's showing you within each institution, it makes sense. And it does make sense, by the way, is that it wouldn't have made sense to say in that framework of Inschali to the Kahuna, and you're excluding the, you know, Modat. It wouldn't make sense to exclude Amaretz. Because Amaretz is Mshate, he's not in the group of Avoda. Okay, so is Amaretz, okay, fine, but look, now there's such a thing as Amaratzim, or Kohanim, not a Rikon, it's Amachacham. Right, so there it doesn't make sense. But in the idea of Laman Yachazku, it wouldn't make sense to say, oh, when you're choosing, you have to choose a guy who's a Moda as opposed to an Amoda. I mean, yeah, that's also true. But it also means I have to choose Tam Chacham as opposed to Tam Haaretz, because Laman Yechazku also, Chacham is a part of Laman Yechazku. Right? Yoru Moshitach Yaakov, Asos Lishol, they teach the Kal Yisrael. So that's also a part of it, the teaching. Right? So it's good. It works out very nicely. There's a Tiltosim, I don't know, they're arguing, they're talking about different things. They're working out different problems. The truth is that over there, in Menachos, the Tos there is really the new idea. I mean, it's both ideas, but the idea is that in Avoda, it's a din. It's not a din of your of choosing a Manas Kuna. It's a different kind of Manas Kuna. So it's a din of the Chol Bnei Beis Av. It's an idea about that. The idea that the Beis Av gets it. And it's chalik to the Sheva, you know? So that in a certain sense, if anything, belongs in Menachos. I mean, I don't know if the Tos works that way, but that's what it's showing you. I mean, the idea of the Matana that you have an Aragma, that Matana you have to choose the Tzavachachama, you know? But the Chiluk is that in Karban, the idea of the Tos of Menachos is that Karban doesn't work that way. It's not the way Matana Karbanos work. Even though it sounds like it's a din in all Manas Kuna, it doesn't apply by the Beis Av. It's a different type of a thing. So that really, the idea is a Chiddush conceptually about Avoda, about the idea of the Matanas in the Mikdash. So that's more appropriate to be in Menachos. Chulin, it's a sugi about Manas Kuna. So Manas Kuna is not getting into it. It's looking at the Matanas or Chayim. It's not talking about it. But, you know, it comes up parenthetically, but essentially the area, the place, if anywhere you have to choose Tosas to talk about it, it belongs there. But I don't know if those are fair questions, anyways. But whatever, I'm just saying it happens to work out. I wouldn't lose any sleep if it didn't. Yeah. Okay, good. So that's good. So I guess we'll do next, which probably means tomorrow. Is the next the little part of Gemara I'm going to skip. It's talking about a different thing. Okay? They're taking out certain parts of the whatever, the jaw, which are a problem, whatever. So, Rava, Amar Rava, Badaklan of Yosef. Badaklan of Yosef. Okay, so it's so by the Aleph, I guess. Amar is the last word in the line. It's like the 10th line or so. Kofam, the Aleph, it's very interesting. I started telling you about it last time. Because the question is should the Kohen try to grab the Matanos, or should he be Dafka and not try to grab the Matanos? Right? So that Gemara. Okay, we'll just go through it. I mean, it keeps going.
Kuflamet Gimel?
Yes, Kuflamet Gimel. Yep.